dance into the pop pops.
Oh. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Two Nerds, One Quest. I am your host and DM, JC Dittmer, here with these four nerds because we have a full house. Finally, no COVID, no vacations, no nothing. We are all here ready to roll. Some of us are a little bit low on hit points, but we'll get to that soon. First, of course, the man in the fedora and the ghost shirt. I cannot explain how much and how thankful I am for the two of you bringing Ghost into my life. Holy hell, I love that band. Right up there with 311 right now.
There's a lot of good music out there, so just keep your ear to the streets. But it's always a good time. I'm just like Dungeons and Dragons, Pathfinder, with friends. Let's get it done.
That man, of course, is One Ryan. Crixus Kukta, Lady Sill, this morning. And then the other man nodding his head, recovering from the show last night, is one Tom M. Norman, playing Troy?
Abed.
Troy's my
raven. Yes, if keep your ear to the streets means we're the street, then yes, absolutely do that. We are absolutely street. We are nothing but street and gangsta for your ears. Yes.
West side? I'm on the east side, though.
Actually, I'm east side.
East side. And moving around the clock, the man in the Packer shirt not giving up hope on the season is one Rick Kane. Love, Fave. Maybe he's giving up hope. Who knows? He's still cheering for him, though.
Hey, we all do. Still got to watch the games, but the wins feel less important. Losses don't hurt so much when we want draft picks.
The wins are refreshing. Yeah. We're not at a point where they're expected anymore. They're just refreshing when we get one. It's like, oh, that's nice.
I'm telling you, since the probably week six of last year, maybe it was after the loss overseas, I went into all games with the mentality of no expectations. So if you literally watch the game with zero expectations, it is way more entertaining. And then when they win, it's like, hey, they won.
A good friend of ours, of all of ours, we had a conversation about sports about 3-4 years ago, and he goes, you know, I just try and watch them for the entertainment now. And since I had that conversation, it's completely changed my outlook on sports. Mm-hmm. And if I miss a game, I miss a game, but I do sit down and watch the sports I enjoy. And if my team wins, cool. And if they don't win, oh, well, all right, cool. I used to get so twisted up and all that, and it would wreck my mood for an hour or so after a loss and stuff. And I was like, eh, no more, no mas.
Yeah, I remember the talking 1265 days.
Yeah, my piece is too important to get tangled up in sports drama. And last but not least, of
course, too short.
the man recovering from COVID, the man, the legend, the lore master, the limerick maker, the lazy dragon, our lovable lump, Jeff Crew Williams.
Got to get that dictionary out, all those L words. Yeah. I'm doing much better this week than last week, able to actually get up and shower and get ready for the day. So
you even sound better than you did Wednesday. So
yeah, still got a little bit of a cough, but not too bad.
Yeah, that's good. Good. And it didn't claim you. That's the important thing.
Yep. So yeah, and spent like 3 hours watching the last 2 weeks of shows to take my notes yesterday. So cool. I am caught up.
I really like your twin faint ability. I really don't like trying to run you.
Well, it's funny because I bring up everybody's character sheets, so I have it, and I don't even think about the fact that no one else does that. So, like, if anyone else is gone, I probably know their sheets almost as well as they do. But
that's fair.
Just to keep track of the board state.
Yeah. Well, hit us with a limerick here, sir. Or not a limerick, a recap first.
Right? I can do either one. so last week we were kind of recovering from some Morlock fights, doing some healing and a little investigation, and then headed west through the barracks and a small office that was filled with clockwork parts. Then there was a small washroom with a hole in the wall leading to a tunnel into the lair of the Grothlut. It was kind of a fierce battle where Kane went down after taking 44 damage in a turn, and then we were successful, but when it exploded, it knocked Abed down also. Then while we were recovering from that battle, another Morlock showed up from the north but tried to run away. Abed threw a rock at it, and then Kane chased it down. And there was one more Morlock, affectionately labeled Daddy, sitting on a throne, and he wanted to talk. He said, "I'm the ruler down here." And then he cast some kind of a weakness spell on Kane. So, in case you missed it, a giant slug was the source of the moan, clawing Kane right down to the bone. Upon death, an explosion raining acidic corrosion until Abed dropped like a stone.
Holy shit. That's impressive. As someone who wrote one last week, they're more and more impressive every time I try and do one. It's like, holy hell, Jeff is really good at this.
It takes a little bit.
So go ahead.
You get good at them. Just practice.
Yeah, I believe so. Playing Wordle regularly probably helps too. It gives you more words.
Yeah. Thesaurus is your friend, and so is the Rhyme Zone or some website.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. That would be very, very helpful. That's always the thing, is figuring out a word that rhymes. Especially if you got to use the word like orange or hippopotamus.
Or Wisconsin.
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 Speaking of blowing yourselves up, I just got to say, yesterday we played Dave's campaign.
Yes.
And Steve's wizard got this buff that made him supremely confident. And so he had advantage on attack rolls, but he was vulnerable to all damage. And he's a sorcerer, wild magic sorcerer.
Yeah,
wild magic. So he walked out and cast this wall of flame, and then his wild magic went off, and he cast fireball on himself, targeting himself. And he was vulnerable to all damage. He literally blew himself up from full hit points to nothing. In one turn. Came up and went down because he fell.
Oops. Oh, Steve. Oh, that's
funny. Start a combat. He was first in initiative. He strutted out there, supremely confident, cast his wall of flame, and then blew himself up.
Oh my god. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The dice were made good storylines there.
Yes. So, you are sitting in a room having a tentative standoff with a Morlock.
Daddy.
I threw Daddy on there just because I have minion. I didn't know what to call him. To be in control down here. He's kind of hands up. He's kind of trying to talk to you guys, surrender. We were in initiative. Abed, what would you like to do?
I don't fucking remember what I was going to do.
I know there was some attempted grapples and slapping with mage hands, but I think we were almost at a, okay, let's just talk to this guy.
Yeah, so I think where I was at was going to... I think I had the mage hand at the ready, but I was going to... Oh, I remember. I was going to threaten him. So I'm going to say, "Speak or you will get another fresh one."
What do you want me to say? I'm speaking.
Tell us, what are you doing down here?
I rule. This is my area. You want a tour?
I would love a tour.
Come. And he takes you down through this door right here. He walks over by Miss Frost. He's like, "Excuse." And he's like half your size. He puts a hand on your hip and he's trying to like push you out of the way. door. He opens the door, revealing this room.
We're talking about Miss Frost's size again. She's sensitive about that.
Yeah. I'm a lady.
She is not a cow.
So he walks in here.
Contrary.
Who's following him? Is anyone who's following him?
I would be following him immediately, just because he's. Yeah, someone okay. with. I was talking to him, and he said, hip. "Come here."
Okay. So he comes in here and he goes, "Watch," and he carefully steps, like it looks like he's stepping over something. And if you look very carefully, there's like fishing line thread every 5 feet in here. And he steps over and he gets both feet over and he turns and he looks and he points and he says, look. And in the walls, there's little circular holes. And he says, kick, dead. And he steps over the next one.
Noted.
And he walks very carefully over to this side and out the store.
I'm going to point that out for whoever wasn't able to see. I'm going to say,
okay. Stare
at the floor for the rope or for the strings. Do not trip the strings.
They're like threads. There's three of them.
And then I'll follow them across.
Okay. Likewise.
Okay.
Can I search the room that we were leaving behind? For treasure or traps or other.
Treasure, traps, or other.
He waits till everybody's gone and then tries to rob the...
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
He said it's it looks like a little throne room. He's probably got some treasure in here.
See if there is any...
Sneaky rogue.
Here. Perception? I don't know if there's anything to find, but...
You can roll a perception. I'm looking to see if there's anything to find for you.
16.
What you see, this throne has been made of like old shelves and brackets, like iron brackets. That it clearly looks like it was not a throne at all. It was there's like that. It's an old mattress that he was sitting on, like to a bed. And then there's like the arms are over the top of the mattress, so when he sits on the mattress, he's got arms nice and high. And then the back of it's like shelving.
At least he's got comfort for his tushy.
Yeah, that's about it.
Then I'll follow the rest of them.
Yeah, as he's leading you, he's talking about the Ghost Queen. He says the whole area is for the Ghost Queen. You good fight. You help Ghost Queen. He says as he brings you through the office and down into the. That's right.
He's walking through the barracks and into this other room. He's seeing bodies of all the dead goblins we've killed and left behind. Is he not at all?
He's, his demeanor is changing. You can tell he's getting more nervous. He's not completely freaked out yet. But he seems to be moving quick. He's not getting angry, but he's moving quicker.
I'm going to say, excuse me, ghost?
Tell ghost me, queen.
Tell
yes.
me more of ghost this queen. Ghost queen. Give me more detail.
I show you.
Tell me more.
He comes out in here and sees the ones out here dead. I'll show you. Come this way.
He ghosted it.
And he goes this way. Through that door, he said, come, I show you, Ghost Queen. And
I'm going to take a step back and let Kane go first because it's an unknown door. So, Kane, have at it.
You mean the enfeebled one? Yeah, sure.
Well,
how long does that last?
I have no idea.
Enfeeblement. Let me find enfeeblement. Hang on a second.
I'm enfeebled too, and wounded one.
Enfeebled.
I think you're stuck with the wounded until you get healed or something.
I am concerned about the overall hit points of our crew. So.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Oh, you mean everyone?
You're physically weakened when you are enfeebled. You take a status penalty equal to the condition value to your strength-based rolls and DCs, including strength-based and melee attack rolls, strength-based damage rolls, and athletics checks. It doesn't say how it goes away.
Sir, was it Ray of Enfeeblement, the spell?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it has a duration of 1 minute.
1 minute? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, you're kind of shaking it off and it's gone.
Okay, then I'll go first.
Take it off.
Let's see. He steps in here and goes, "Look! You come around the corner, Kane, right there. Once you get around there, these two guys are standing there. And he turns back and he looks at you and he goes, "Last chance. Surrender weapons, or you die."
Son of a bitch.
This turned dark. He was like a nice host and all, and now he wants...
That was before we saw all the dead bodies.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like we slaughtered his entire family.
Miss Frost turns around. It's a trap, y'all.
We can roll initiative. I'm going to throw... Yeah, what is this? This is 22.
Am I allowed to ask what everybody is at for health?
We're averaging 10, other than Kane.
Yep.
It's not ideal.
You don't have to you don't have to fight, you can surrender. Just saying. The two in here are larger variations of these, and look like they've been working on putting together some former robot type thing.
It's really un-American to surrender.
I am going to... I know we're in initiative. Can I take a free action to mentally
We should... Actually, we haven't really technically entered it yet, because he's asked you to surrender. No one's made a hostile action yet, so he's still waiting for you to surrender.
I want to send Troy into the room. And... like, flap around their heads to distract them. And remember, John, it's... you have full control over my bird, so whether he does or does not, you make him do whatever. That is an agreement John and I came to before this campaign started. Because he is my, technically he is my my boss.
He's sitting on your shoulder and you kind of tell him to go do that and he kind of looks at you.
Go, flap around their heads, distract them.
He flaps his wings around you and lands back on your shoulder.
Not me, them.
Nah. Yeah, he is not cooperating right now.
Fucking bird. Fucking guy.
Weapons, come on. Armor. Don't worry, we keep safe. And he walks over to this door over here. And he opens up the door. We keep safe in here.
He walks that way. Kane walks out the room.
Miss Frost, do you go with him?
I'm not
between you and Abed right now, Miss Frost.
Yeah, I'm not trying to... Shut the door.
Okay. shut the door. What are you trying to do with the door?
I appreciate you pushing past me, but what the hell is going on?
Is there any kind of mechanism that I could get in there and jam?
Yeah. You hear him yell from the other side as you're closing the door. Hey, come back here. You surrender. Yeah. You can jam a, you have something to jam in there?
Do we stay or do we go?
Is there like a lock that I could use,
yeah.
Thieves tools to jam? Otherwise, I'd probably just take out a dagger and...
Sure, yeah, absolutely. What do you want to use? Thieves tools or a dagger? Whatever you're using, you're probably going to lose. Just saying.
I think I have...
Unless you do incredibly well at this.
I think I have two daggers. I have two daggers. So I will jam a dagger into the frame to stop the door from opening. Okay. Wait, does it open inward or outward?
Outward.
I have a question. Okay.
Yes.
You heighten a spell, what exactly does that mean? I don't think I understand that.
It's like casting a level 2 spell?
Yeah. I don't think you can yet. I think you have to be at least level 3 to do that.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like casting a higher level spell. You're using a level 1 spell at level 2. That's heightening a spell.
Okay. So I am going to pull out the wand of healing, since we're all in a tight cluster. And I'm going to use my 3-action version of it, to where I disperse positive energy in a 30-foot emanation, targets all living and undead creatures in the burst, and I'm going to try to heal everybody.
Nice. Okay.
And does that include me or not include me?
Does it say all creatures within range?
Yeah.
All living and undead creatures in the burst. But if I'm standing behind the burst, if I have the wand out.
It's 30-foot radius. You're in a circle.
Oh, 30-foot radius.
You're the center of the circle.
Okay.
You're the center of a circle. You're in the burst.
I think it's 1d8. So everybody gets 6.
Nice. You guys don't know where they are now.
And I can use the wand once a day, so depending upon what time of day it is, I may have to wait a while, or I may have to not.
All right, yeah, so I don't know if you need me to do any kind of a check to jam the...
Yes, do a thievery check.
We should 22. Get out of here and find a more defensible position to get into.
They're small, just put your foot against the door.
For how long?
For as long as we stay here.
Now, I recognize this hallway because we came through that secret yellow box door.
Yep.
So I say, like, the stairs are right through here if we need to get back up.
So, crew, you jam that in there. Jacob, Kane, is there anything you want to do right now?
I'm waiting for the group to decide if we want to stay or go. I think we should go somewhere at least more defensible than standing in a hallway, like a room with furniture we can use. Or
what would you recommend?
We can bottleneck people somewhere.
You chicken shits ran out of the room while he was talking
to
you.
He
is going to be chasing us.
Yeah, so get into a more defensible position than standing in a hallway.
Hobbit, I can let you back in if you want.
Anything you'd like to do?
Lady Frost
having too much conversation right now.
She's going to walk down this way.
You see
this door.
That door will definitely open. You know that's there. You do see another door that may or may not lead to that room.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess as I see it, I'm going to yell out, "There's another door, assholes."
Which all three of you look down the hall and see. And at about that moment, there's a bang, 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 bang on the door. "Ass out!" You hear the...
I'm going to turn to Crew and say, "Do they know there's another door?"
I don't know. Are we sure that the door? Let's, Kane, let's flank the door over here, just in, and then listen at the door while we're standing there.
So, is the door that I'm in front of actually blocked?
The door, yes. Okay. That door is blocked. There's a dagger now. There's a dagger jamming that door shut.
Okay. Cool.
The door opens, and this guy steps out. If I can show you him, right there, in between the two of you. And that's there. And Abed, what would you like to do? We are in full on in initiative right now.
Do we need to roll for initiative?
No, nope. we stumbled into this. You guys all kind of acted, and you're starting to act in the way you're listed here. So I just went with it.
All right.
Put them all last because they weren't doing anything.
Well,
Crew, the door swung open, kind of blocking you from his view. Kane, you can see this guy straight in front of you.
I can hold my turn, right?
Probably doesn't know Crew's back there. You can,
you can hold an action, or you can delay your turn.
Yeah. Delay your turn, yeah.
I would like to delay my turn to last.
Okay. Last amongst your group, point, or last behind them?
Last.
You can just say at any turn, I think you can say you'd like to join the fray at that point. So you don't have to decide now.
Okay. I'm going to say last total, because if the door's jammed in front of me, I don't think these little turds are going to be able to break the door down. So I'm going to say last overall.
And maybe remarkably strong.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a dagger in a door.
Yeah, but if it's functioning kind of like a door stopper, you know, it's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to assign initiatives to everything so I can shift things around within it. Oh, come on.
Yeah, if you delay an entire round without returning to the initiative order, then
lose your turn.
Then you basically lose your turn. And so if you're saying you'd want to go last since you're first, and you would, I mean, that would essentially just be skipping your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
if you want to wait, you can wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. I'll be dead last. DFL.
Okay. Crew, it's your turn.
All right. I would like to attack this guy. Did you say the door was in my way, or?
Yeah, the door's in your way.
All right. How far would I have to move over to get?
You could use an action to try and close the door.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead and make a strength check to try and close the door.
Not good at those.
Yell, haha, got you.
A niner.
Niner. You push and you hit the door hits him. And Kane, you see him kind of stumble and he braces himself. Like he puts a foot back against the door. He's not going to have the door closed on him.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out how the flanking rules work with this particular setup with a door there.
He's essentially got a wall to his back. You gotta get that door closed in order to have him.
All right. Can I reach around the door with my rapier and just kind of swing blindly?
Sure. It's going to be the equivalent of you. I mean, because you're swinging blindly, it's a -2 circumstance bonus.
Sure. I'll do that. If nothing else, sure. Maybe it's a distraction.
Poke, 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 poke.
Haha, natural 20 for 29.
Holy hell. Alright, hang on a second. I gotta label these A and B, because I didn't have them labeled A and
what
B.
What was that, your sword? Rapier.
Rapier.
29? That is a critical success.
Cool. He is not flat-footed, correct?
Because
of the door?
Correct.
Alright, it's, 24 damage.
24 damage. Holy hell. Yeah, he's bloodied.
All right, and then I will I'll swing with the rapier again, seeing that I contacted once. It's only a 14, so even
that one
worse with the door penalty. But hopefully he was distracted.
little ow. Then it's Kane. It's you. I'm going to say with the critical success from around the door that he is flanked for your purposes.
Okay. Well, then we're just going to try to take advantage of the opportunity here. 27.
27. And he's flanked. That is a critical success.
20 bludgeoning damage.
20 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, God.
He is barely standing. You guys are doing better than last week with the dice.
I'll try again. 13 flat-footed? Probably not.
Nope, 13 does not hit him.
What else do I have for actions? I'm going to move here.
Okay.
And then action.
Oh, that would be it then. Because you attacked twice and then you moved.
Oh, then I move. Okay, move. I forget. It moves the action. Okay.
Do you still want to make that?
Well, I was going to try to shove him through the door, back through the door, but I can't.
he might willingly go through.
Yeah, that's pointy.
Now that I'm looking this way, can I see, is his buddy behind him or anybody behind him?
Yeah, his buddy, absolutely. His buddy is right there. No, okay. You've turned and looked.
All right, I'm done.
His buddy's looking a little green.
Lady Frost.
All right. So Lady Frost is going to that changes things a little bit.
Finish him.
Considering you guys did so damn well. So I'm going to cast a couple quick spells. See my hands moving pretty quickly. I'm going to cast Needle Darts.
Ooh.
And it is the 3d4.
Do they automatically hit?
No. I'm going to
roll two. Saves?
Hit, and that is only an 8 to hit.
8 does not hit.
Yeah. So that's not any good.
Sadly.
Unfortunately, I've got to go shields up then, so I'm going to cast shields.
All right.
And that's it.
All right. That's Lady Frost. You hear from down the hall, Kane and crew, "Get over here, you cowards! Help me open this door!" He clearly does not know there's another door in this place.
This is his domain. He knows it well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Acting like true management.
He's never gone through the other door. He only ever enters this door, and this is like the edge of their domain.
He's got people to open doors for him.
Let's see. That moves us to this guy. Oh, he's not there. He's at... I did that wrong. Yeah, that one, he's going to step away. He's going to try and pull the door closed behind him.
Kane, I think he moved out of a space that...
Actually, no, he's still in Kane's threatened range, technically.
I don't think that matters.
He moved out of a threatened square.
Oh. Moved from a threatened square.
Unless he's using the step action, which doesn't provoke an attack of opportunity, but then he can only move 5 feet.
Can I just check the language? If he closing the door is a manipulate action, and I feel like that also triggers.
Yeah. He would step action, but then he's trying to close the door, which is a manipulate, which yes.
Okay.
Jeff is correct.
Take advantage of it. 22.
22 does hit him.
12.
How does he die? He's got one hand on the doorknob here.
Kick the door shut and squish his head in the door.
Pretty much, yeah.
I was going to say your meteor hammer comes over the top of him and just leaves an arm hanging from the door.
It's not quite closed. The door's not closed all the way. It's kind of just swinging there half open.
The arm hung on and swung through as the door was being pulled closed and kept it from closing. Bong! And it's severed arm. And it swings back. And like wobble swings back open.
So what's B thinking now?
B looks down at his buddy and then up at you. Let's see. Hang on. Get this guy at zero here first. B is looking at you. Oh boy.
You gonna propose?
He is. What is he gonna do? He's got. What does he have? Arsenal. He's got this thing on his hip, and he grabs it. It looks like some like crude like slingshot thing, and he points it at you, and he manipulates a lever on it. Let's see. Does a 17 hit you?
No.
Does this have? Nope. So he fiddles with it again, flips it, looks like he's cocking it back, and he's going to try and shoot you again with this thing. Does an 18 hit you?
No.
There would probably be a second attack penalty on that one then too.
Yeah. But yeah. That wasn't even an 18, it was a 15.
You're making me angry.
And that's yeah. That's his turn, Abed. We're back to you.
Well, I'm kind of in a nice little corner here.
There's a bunch of banging on the other side of the door. A bunch of screaming, but
there's
other
not
than
much
that,
I can do
good.
About that, though, unless I pull the knife out.
Yeah, you can pull the dagger and the door would open.
Why would I do
that?
Want
to do.
Not a good plan, but, you know.
Yeah, especially for a ranged.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a good plan, it was just a plan.
I think really all I'm going to do is I'm going to back myself up to where I'm right here, kind of a little bit protected.
Around the corner, yeah.
But can still see the doorway at the far end by Crew and Kane. And not...
We'll put you in that square, you can peek your head around to see it.
Okay. And then
the same guy who called me a coward for backing out of the room.
Hey man, you're a brute. You're supposed to be in there.
Last time he was in there, though, he was killed in 2 hits.
Yeah.
Don't blame him for being so
gun shy.
And then I know that once this gets past my turn, it is like done, but I'm going to ready my flame to shoot.
If you see something.
Yeah. Can I like delay my flame shot?
Yeah. You can ready an action.
Okay. I'm going to ready an action in case the door opens up or in case somebody peeks their head around that doorway.
Sadly, I think it has to be a one-action spell.
Does it?
Or for ready? Different from...
Because you're readying a action?
Right. Choose a single action or free action and designate a trigger.
All right.
So a single action.
I will...
projectile you can...
No, that's 2 actions. I'll just raise my shield for this turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I think pretty much all the damaging spells are going to cost.
And actually, as my third action, I'm going to message Rue and say, the dagger seems to be holding this door closed. Once those whatever are done at your end, we can raid the room.
Sounds great. We're really good with messages.
You guys are so good at messages. totally worth it.
All right. So Zabed, crew, it is your turn.
All right. I'm definitely going to come around the door. So I guess I'm going to move to the other side of the door here.
Okay.
And I'll just ready an attack with the rapier.
Okay. Kane, it is your turn. The door is still sitting open.
All right. I will use my lunge attack to attack B from where I'm standing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Lunge and reach.
15 feet. That's 27 to hit.
27 to hit.
Look at him. It's a good one.
It is a very good one. Oh, so close. Just missed being critical.
Just missed. Not critical, but hit.
It is definitely a hit. Yeah, you just missed being critical. Their AC is 18.
Six bludgeoning. And that is
bludgeoning.
And then I will try one more time.
Okay.
14 does not hit.
14 does not, yep.
And then Kane will step here. Well, okay. Let's see. I still threaten. Yeah, I still threaten that one, so crew will get his thing. Okay.
I'm assuming. So oh,
there's a door there, so it doesn't.
I have a question.
Oh, the door is still there. I can step here.
With your lunge attack, so you.
I want to get B to come out.
You lunge.
Come back, he's got a ranged attack.
You got what?
You lunge into the room, right? So you basically, you lunge towards B and then attack and then back away.
No, he reaches his weapon, like essentially he keeps his feet in one spot and
sure. His weapon naturally is a 10-foot reach.
Gotcha.
Extends your
uses the lunge that attack. It goes 5 feet further.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's kind of baller. He's a ranged melee guy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'll just stand here. The door's fine. If the door swings open, I'll push it shut. I'm stronger than you.
Yeah. A little bit.
Let's see, at this point you guys can't see him.
Nope.
Yeah, you can't see him at this point. Both went and took positions where you weren't able to see him. Let's see, that was Kane, Lady Frost.
Door's still open?
That door is still open between crew and Kane, yeah. There's a dead body kind of laying there. And an arm hanging off the knob.
Alright. Well, I'm going to operate this door. And that door, yeah. Yep. And so just say the door's open. And then let's see. I will do shield again.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Let's see. Okay. This guy. Abed, there is some banging on the door next to you.
Mm-hmm. Does it sound like he's, like it's...
Sounds like he's thrown his entire weight at the door.
Does it sound like the door is going to hold?
For the time being, with each one of these successive bangs at 8 on the dice, yes, it sounds like the door is going to hold.
Okay.
Try to do that again.
Wow, 3 8s in a row. That's insane.
Sounds like somebody needs to go put some money down on the roulette wheel. Number 8.
How far it is?
No?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a win at this point.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I'm just going to cast shield and...
Hold. We aren't to you yet.
said my name.
Another man. There is another man yet. I said you heard the banging on the door.
You said Abed.
The three consecutive hits.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
There is still another man on the other side of the wall. You didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see how far he can run. Oh, there we go. 30. So then there's one more thud on the door. Yeah. What's his strength? Oh. And the door holds, but you see the dagger wobble a little bit. Now it's Abed's turn.
I'm so glad I waited for that. I am going to...
if he hadn't had one more, the door would have opened, okay? But he rolled a 21 and not a 22, which is what Jeff had to jam the door shut. So.
Oh, gotcha. I'm going to yell, the dagger is loosening. This door may open soon. And then I'm going to...
Okay.
I will shield myself and stand my ground. And since I cannot do fireball, there's literally... Oh, wait, hold that thought.
Since I can't do fireball... Ooh, wait, maybe I can do something similar.
Can you do fireball?
I don't know.
I like some spikes on the floor.
Something.
Caltrops.
Ball bearings.
D4s.
Ball bearings.
But D4s, yeah.
Nope.
Metal D4s.
I was thinking the spark from my staff was a one action, but it's a two action.
Okay. Well, what did you do? I mean, you cast shield. Yes. Shield is two?
Shield is one.
Okay. You still have two actions.
Genius said I can't hold.
You can't hold it.
I can't hold a two action.
You want to hold. Okay.
Yeah, you can't hold a spell. You could hold an attack if you had...
I was thinking you were going to attack the door. But, okay.
No.
All right. Then we're to crew.
Unless,
you guys heard footsteps.
Unless sparks can go through the door and hit the bad guy, I will not attack the door.
Yeah. You could have delayed your turn again, but until the door opened. But that just feels awkward. All right. Having heard, you said we heard him moving away.
Footsteps run away, yeah.
All right, I'm going to definitely go in there then. So one, okay. 2, 3. When I get around there.
You get around the corner, you see him down there.
Okay.
And actually, you don't see him.
Let's do this. I see Daddy.
Yeah, you see Daddy. They switched spots.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because he's stronger than Daddy is.
All right. And then I see... Is that a door and a door?
Yeah, those are doors and doors. Yep. The one is open. This one's actually open, and you can kind of see inside. If I can get the fog away from it. You see inside there. It's kind of swinging open. It looks like there's like a well or something.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm gonna.
They said we were gonna put my weapons and armor. They're gonna throw it down a well. That's not very nice.
If you look very, very closely and zoom in, crew can't see it right now because the door swings in and to the left. But there's a pile of weapons and stuff in there.
All right. I haven't used it yet. Okay, I'll finish my movement by stopping in the corner. I'm going to go ahead and take out... I have a short bow that I don't know that I've ever used. Well,
that door's swinging open. So, yeah, you can finish your movement in the corner there. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to take out a short bow and fire it at the guy that I can see. A 24.
Ooh, this daddy. 24 definitely hits daddy.
It's only two, but it got his attention. Okay. And that's it.
All right. Cade. Gruen inside. Then you are
inside.
And inside.
I will use my sudden charge to move twice my speed and attack. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
35?
35 puts me there.
Yeah.
And I get to attack at the end of the movement as part of sudden charge.
Okay.
Boom. 18.
18 against Daddy? Misses.
Damn it.
Daddy's got some AC.
Oh, no.
Kane's got Daddy issues.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. He hasn't been able to hit Daddy.
The really funny thing is it was Daddy's pet that leveled Kane in 2 hits.
Attacking a second time.
Daddy's so much daddy. Innuendo.
There's so much innuendo here.
If I move there, I'm gonna figure out.
You can make another attack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one action left, but I don't know if that's what I want to do.
You have a shield? No, you don't have a shield.
I do not have a shield. I need two. Two-handed fighter.
Run away! Run away!
You can move back.
I will give him the intimidating glare.
Okay.
Which is
a will save?
Against the will DC, yes. It is my intimidation against his will DC. Ten.
Against his will DC? So just his his will plus 10?
I think he has to roll it. I think it's a will save.
Will save. It's a will save. Okay. He's got a 17.
So he's not scared.
No, okay. He's not scared at all.
He's too careful.
I never roll well on that. He made plus 5.
Miss Frost, if you're nasty. It's your turn.
Like alone in the hallway. You can't see anyone from there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get too mixed up in this dirty business.
A safe idea.
I'll use my moonbeam on the front guy.
There's still a door there.
There's still a door there that's closed.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. So it's still closed.
You'd have to follow the Kane and crew into that room.
Or if you think he's going to come through the door, you can delay your turn.
And wait for that door to open.
If the door opens, you could start.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. So I'll cast Shield again just to make sure I have solid protection.
Okay.
And then I will ready Moonbeam.
Okay, so here's the difference between delaying and readying. Readying, you can ready something that has one action, so for the most part, not a spell. Or you can delay your entire turn, which basically moves you in initiative, and then you can have a full turn when whatever trigger you decide.
I can't have a turn in the middle of someone else's turn, could I, though?
No, you start like, up at the...
come through the door?
Right, you start up at the end of the turn that's currently going. So. Yeah, all right.
That would not do what I want it to do. Okay. So, what I will do instead is simply move.
You can ready an attack.
I was going to say, you can move next to crew and have an open line at Daddy. Yeah.
He doesn't know where stuff is, though.
So. No, he doesn't, but both you and Kane went in there. So, she is
20, 25.
Having fought with both of you, realizing you both went in.
And then I'll cast shield. And that'll be it.
All right. At that moment, crew, make a reflex save as an arm comes through the door behind you. It's a barred door, like a
jail cell.
Like a jail cell, yeah.
It's a barred door, it sings.
That barred door has a lot of charisma.
It's an emaciated arm that comes to try and grab you.
This isn't a trap, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It's the barred door is giving you a reach around.
Yes.
Reach around the barred door?
The barred door.
It's only a 12.
It's only a 12. This arm reaches around.
I think I'm going to use my hero point and reroll that. Because I think I can do better.
Okay. I suppose I can reveal this.
It's not better. And I have a plus 10. So I went from a 2 to a 1. Natural 1 for 11.
Put this here. He's not actually undead.
I'm critically failing.
This arm wraps around you, around your neck, and says, "Open the door, let us out, we can help you." And then lets go of you really quickly.
Well, that was interesting. Let's see, there's
another one. They saw what happened with Daddy. I don't know if we should trust people down here.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's pretty likely. Let's see, that was him. This guy is going to what is his? There's banging on the door again. Dagger holds. It's getting loose though.
He's got a one-track mind.
Holy hell. There we go. Three bangs. The dagger falls out and the door swings open. You can see the door and you can see the guy standing behind it, Abed.
He bangs. He bangs.
Yeah. Daddy is going to...
Wait, was that Ricky Morlock?
Ricky Morlock. Daddy steps up to Kane. And is going to attack Kane. Oh, what's he got? He's got a club on him.
How loud?
22 to hit?
Yes.
You're fucking around.
Oh, Jesus. 11 bludgeoning damage.
Alright.
And then he's going to swing one more time.
Mm.
Which is not going to hit. That's 13.
That misses.
And that moves us to Abed. The door is open. The way is lit.
Light him up, Abed.
I'm going to yell, freedom! No.
Freedom!
Small fools.
Excellent.
Gosh, we've had I'm singing Freedom by George Michael in my head. She bang and freedom and
as one does.
Yeah.
All right. Since I've pretty much been having my fireball prepared, I am going to shoot fireball at B's face. Ricky Morlock is getting a fireball in the face.
Ricky Morlock. Fireball away. How much of a range does Fireball do?
30 feet.
30 feet.
This is Produce Flame?
Produce Flame.
Okay, this isn't this Fireball.
Fireball is higher level.
Yeah, it's my Produce
Flame. You're going to throw your Produce Flame at
it. A small it's ball of
Fireball.
Yeah. Yes. A small ball of flame appears in the palm of your hand and you lash out with it either in melee or at range. So.
Okay, yeah. Make that's not a Fireball.
Bell
throw the fire at him.
17.
It's a ball of fire.
17 just misses. He's got an 18 AC.
Bitch. I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay. That your turn?
It's my turn.
All right.
I was so giddy that something was going to happen that I...
All right.
waiting. The door swings open. It bounces and then comes back, and you're just a little late on the drone. It just hits the door and causes it to bounce again a couple more times. There's a big scorch mark on the back of the door now.
I'm going to drop the bow because I don't want to have to reload it, and I'm going to move, assuming the guy doesn't grab me again, I'm going to move up to Daddy and make one attack.
Okay.
Uh, 24 to hit.
Yes, 24 hits Daddy.
And 10 damage.
10 damage. Okay. Kane.
Okay. Let's just swing away from here, I guess. 13 will miss.
13 will miss, yes.
24 will hit.
24 will hit. He's got big AC. So.
11 bludgeoning.
11 bludgeoning.
And then... Well, I still have not thread that square, so I don't want to move. You know what? I'm with... Oh, because that's still going to be an attack action, isn't it? If I use shove... I think that's still considered an attack.
Yes. Hit him again, Ike.
So that puts some stank on him.
Swing a third time. It's going to be hard to hit him, but it's...
Okay. No, that's I'll swing my third time, but it's probably
natural 20, still a crit.
16
misses. Not a critical miss, but it's a miss.
That's it. I'm done.
Alright, that moves us to Lady Frost. There's a dude staring through the bar doors, he's thin and emaciated. And he looks at you quickly, and he's trying to get someone to let him out. He says, you're from Otari, yes? Where is it? He grabs his dirty, tattered t-shirt, and he pulls it up, and he's got a tattoo on his arm there. A bird tattoo. You know that he's a member of the Osprey Club. He says, Yenyes Mera, she'll pay you well for her release. That's all he says to you.
Do I see a latch or switch in which to easily operate this door?
No, it's locked with a key, it looks like.
Alright. Well, I'm not going to spend time searching for the key right now, but I will say we will negotiate your release upon the success of this battle, good sir. And then
he looks at Uni and just kind of backs away from the door.
And then I'm going to turn and I'll do my moonbeam now against Daddy.
Oh, okay.
And light him up.
Beam Daddy.
And hopefully dazzle. So.
I'm picturing a Morlock in a studded leather collar and an average Joe's t-shirt right now. Just.
I'm going to. I rolled poorly again, so I'm going to use my hero point to try to roll again here.
It's like the Blue Oyster bar.
And I rolled the exact same.
Rolled the same thing.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Let's see. Yeah, so it does nothing on a failure. So. And then I'll do my shield again.
All right,
and that's it.
let's see. This guy.
Go ahead.
No one's. Oh.
He's been hit.
He has been. Once. He's going to come back. He opened the door now, so he's going to come back. And coming back this way, he sees Crew, who he knows shot him. And he's going to swing at Crew.
And dumb question. Does him moving through those spaces affect Kane's...
I think Kane would, yeah.
I get an AO when he walks behind Daddy, basically.
Yep. I agree.
That's a visual I'd love to see in a cartoon. Attacking through...
25.
How much?
25.
25. 25 absolutely hits him.
Oh, only a one on the die. Five damage.
Ooh. Could have been better.
Not a good hit. But it was a hit.
You are doing well. I will say that. You've made this much better than it should have been. All right, Crew.
I want you to feel like you're doing well.
He comes. He's got a warhammer on him, so he's going to swing at you, Crew, with his warhammer.
Ooh. Iffy.
It's a 21 to hit.
I thought you were going to say 18, but yeah, that's a hit.
10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, that hurt.
Good thing Avid healed you for a little bit.
Yeah.
And what did he heal us earlier? Was it 7?
6.
6, I think.
Okay, I'd be at 1 right now if it didn't heal us.
See, I'm not a complete asshole. A
second time. 22 to hit.
Really? Really? Yeah.
Jesus.
There's something less than 7.
10.
That is not less than 7.
We lost our crew.
Crew down.
Like a Bucktooth groupie at a Earl Haggard concert.
In that moment, Daddy looks at you and goes, "You can still surrender."
Did you use your hero point, Crew, already? You did, didn't you?
Uh huh. It didn't do anything, but I used it.
Yeah, Daddy looks at you, Kane. That's his action. That's his turn. He looks at you and says, "You can still surrender."
No surrender.
Back down bed.
We give
the
no
door is
quarter.
Swung open. It's hanging open. You can see B sitting back there in the corner.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Abed. I was busy.
Sorry.
Abed.
All right. This time I'm going to Ray of Frost.
We're probably going back to town or resting soon. So whatever you got, give her.
Unload it.
Well, your load.
Yeah, I'm going to Ray of Frost him.
Okay.
God damn it. I'm going to use my hero point to reroll. It was a 15.
That's three of you. Kane, you're the only one with the hero point left.
All right, let's try that again. 18.
18 on him? Yes. 18 just hits him.
Yeah. Crit damage. 8 cold damage.
8 cold damage. Does the Ray of Frost do anything else to him besides the damage?
No, it's a regular success. If it was a critical success, target takes double damage and takes a minus 10-foot status penalty to its speed for one round.
Okay. Sounds good.
And that is going to be my turn because I am comfortable where I'm at.
Tell our story.
Don't ever forget me. Actually, I'm going to raise my shield. I have to raise my shield. That's what I'm doing. Raise my shield. Okay. Shield up. Shield up.
Yep. I was going to say, Daddy, when the frost, he sees the frostbolt hit his buddy behind his head, "You can still surrender!" Like he's like panicky that you're still fighting.
He wants us to surrender, but no.
He wants you to surrender. That moves us to crew.
I have to make a recovery check.
Yes, you do.
Flat check 10 plus my current dying value, which is 1. So. That is not a success. That is a 5.
Hey, so then do you still have a hero point?
Dying 2?
Dying 2.
Yeah, good job. Failure, my dying value increases by 1.
Yep, so you go to dying 2.
And that is my turn.
Your turn. All right, so then we move to Kane.
Kane's like, no surrender. You can give up whenever you want. 29 to hit.
That is a critical success. You're going after Daddy, right? Yeah.
Yep.
That's 29 to Daddy. That's not a critical success, unless it was a 20 on the die. But it's a success.
Was not an 18 on the die. So that would have, let me reroll that damage. That will turn that off. Bitch. 9 damage.
9 damage. Let's
see, that puts we'll take in. 9 damage.
He is bloodied at this point.
Second attack.
Yep.
12.
That misses.
Third attack. 2.
2. That misses as well.
Oh, did I roll the wrong? Oh, no, that's right. Okay, yep, 2.
All right. Lady Frost.
Is 2 a critical failure?
Oh, yeah, 2 is a critical failure, but what does a critical failure do?
There's no critical failure.
Critical failure thing.
I was just pointing it out.
Just dramatic. Yeah, it would have hit Crew in the back of the head if he was still standing.
He swung back and it would have, the club would have, or the mace would have hit him.
Like a freaking Ewok throwing the fucking
yep.
bolas. What?
I'm not 100% on the, on the turn order, who's after Lady Frost?
All the bad guys.
All right, so that's not ideal then.
Unless you delay your turn until after them, but
which you could do. Want to do that.
I will. Try. I will try harm to, I guess, Daddy's taking the most damage. So
okay.
Theoretically, he might be closer.
From looks, do they look about equally bloodied?
Daddy looks like he's more...
Worse off.
Worse off than the other one.
Okay. Firing.
21 to hit.
Did it hit Daddy? Just hits Daddy. Just hits Daddy.
And alright. And it takes 3 damage.
Okay.
And it gets a basic fortitude save.
A fortitude save?
But I don't know what it does if it fails.
Which spell is this? Or what?
This is harm.
He succeeded. Okay, so he had a 26.
So a basic save is I'll look it up. Basics. Anytime you do a basic saving throw, a critical success, you take no damage. Success, you take half. Failure, you take full. And critical failure, you take double.
Okay.
So whenever it says make a basic saving throw, it goes to the basic saving throw rules.
So it isn't an attack roll.
So what did he roll?
So he rolled a 26. Wow. For his save.
So he takes half damage? This is the worst spell ever. All right.
If it was a critical success.
Did you...
Yes, there was no attack roll needed for that.
Yeah, it's just his save. Yeah.
Determines the damage.
All right.
So you took one.
Is it round down? I'm assuming it's round down, but I could be wrong. Is it round down?
Those are the usual rules.
Those are D&D rules. I don't know if Pathfinder's round up.
If they have a default round up. I think we can say the one, maybe.
I'll say two. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt right now, because we don't know. Then, do you have anything else you'd like to do?
No. Shields up.
Shields up. All right. Daddy looks at you, Kane. I'm going to do this.
Here we go.
So, he has a his first swing was a 17. He swings. He says, "You!" And the 17 misses. Okay, the second swing was a 18. Cam! And he misses again. And his third swing was a 12. And he swings again and misses. Surrender! He's like yelling at you to surrender as he's attacking. Trying to punctuate his words with his attacks, and he's missing. Repeatedly.
That's good, at least.
Just banging on your armor.
Yeah. Then B is going to step over crew to here.
Does he actually move that far?
Yes.
Or does he just take the step forward?
No, he steps over crew. He's got to get over crew. He can't stand on top of crew. So
okay, then he's going to get an AL.
Yep.
That is a natural 20 for a 31.
That is critical success.
24 damage.
24 damage does not look good at all. Whoops.
That was the true crit. 8 on the D8.
Nice.
Then he is going to swing at you. Uh-oh. With his warhammer. That's a 24 to hit.
That hits.
10 bludgeoning damage.
Still standing.
And then he swings again. Oh, Jesus. That is also a 24 to hit. Ouch. Oh, no, don't roll that one.
Well, Lady Sil.
Clear that.
let's see, what is it? How do you feel about going back to the tavern and getting a beer?
That is another 10 damage.
10 every time.
I'm down, but I'm going to use my hero points, so I will stabilize at 0 hit points.
And we will stop there. We'll pick up with the beginning of the order with Abed next week. Give you guys a week to think about how you want to try and handle this. Oh my god, this is insane. It is really, really insane how close you guys are to handling this.
You know, I just can't roll worth a damn. It's just ones, fives, one damage. Like,
honestly, I think like it is the difference where if you're rolling like even was half as good as what it is, it would mean the difference right now.
Yeah. I blame myself for missing my initial fireball.
I am.
9-1.
I'll be hit there and pop up crew.
But dying, I don't have because I used my hero point. So I just have wounded one.
That's a good suspenseful spot to stop.
And we're in suspense.
Crazy.
Oh, craziness. Absolute craziness. All right. Take us out of here.
Yeah. Get us the hell out, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot. We are Two Nerds One Quest. We are here Sunday mornings, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. Pop in a little early for the nice, chill beats and possibly some pre-game talk, some pre-session chat, some pre-role-playing. Role-playing? Question mark?
Premature role-playing?
Support us wherever you can. Free on the socials. Give us ratings and reviews wherever you can. Go to our YouTube channel. Just search Two Nerds One Quest in YouTube. You'll find us, trust me. Like our channel, follow us, be notified whenever a new video gets imported, exported, uploaded, whatever you want to call it. You would greatly appreciate it. Like the episodes. If you really want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/twonerdsonquest. Get the unedited podcast. So this show in audio form only. Yeah, you heard me. Take it on the road with you. Enjoy it on the road. Walk down the street listening to Two Nerds One Quest in your ear holes. Do it.
Bring in the eargasms.
Bring in. Oh. Anyway, so. Tune in. Yes. Tune in.
You really good old talk like this.
No. We are not turning this into an ASMR stream. I will shut this shit down so fast. Anyway,
I'm just gonna peel butter for 25 minutes.
With this being said, for me, for Rick, for Cooch, for Genius, for JC, I will mute all of you fuckers. We'll catch you next week.
So close.
Mute.